Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet. Plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar. Welcome back to Where the Turf Meets the Surf. Live racing now through September 7th. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By the Pamplemousse Grill, a guaranteed winning dining experience every time. By Legacy Ranch. Get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com. Enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By Today's Racing Digest, a handicapping lesson in every issue. By the OC Tavern. Satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Handicappers Championship in Las Vegas through horseplayers.com. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing. Sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selection from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition. I'm Bob Ike, joined by John Lindo. We are live from the Del Mar Press Box, and we're going to have coverage from all over the country today, starting at Del Mar, 2 o'clock post today. 10 races on tap, including the Grade 1 Del Mar Oaks, $300,000 added for three-year-old fillies going a mile and an eighth on the turf. That is race 8 at Del Mar today. We'll also have coverage from Saratoga. They've got 12 races, including the Grade 1 Alabama, $600,000 on the line there. That's their 10th race at Woodbine. It's King's Plate Day. 13 races, $1 million on the line in the mile and a quarter King's Plate on their synthetic main track. Gulfstream Park as well. John Lindo, good morning. It's day 17. Believe it or not, we are past the halfway mark here at Del Mar.
Goes faster than you're having fun, Bob. I tell you, I love sitting here watching the horses work out. The track just reopened for workouts, and no better setting to do talk radio with some horse racing around us at all times.
Yeah, we are enjoying ourselves down here, John, including last Saturday night when we had our annual dinner at the Pamplemousse for our radio show guys and our wives, and we had a field of six and had the usual great time.
You know, this is like our Andy Harris food review, I guess.
That's
but
right.
The food was fantastic. Always a good time out there. A full house there at the Pamplemousse, and you know, Bill and Jeff Strauss out there do a fantastic job. I was a little running late, and Bill walked right into the table. You guys had already found the rail, and life was good.
And, you know, I set up the seating, so it was perfect. Sitting across was your wife, Nella, who I like to call Miss Daisy, and made sure she ordered my second choice on the
That's
menu,
right.
So I got a meal and a half.
Well, she said it was a good recommendation, too. I think she had the short ribs there, and,
yes.
Yeah, you did a little surf and turf action, so life was good, and we're going to try and compound that with some winning races today at Del Mar.
All right. Well, let's start with a little recap of the news and notes from last week, and the first thing, unfortunately, John, was a screw-up at Saratoga where they ran the last race on their Saturday card at the wrong distance.
Right. That was on the Mellon Turf course. It was scheduled to be a mile and an eighth. It was a mile and an eighth in the program, but they put the starting gate at the mile and a 16th spot, and nobody caught it. Now, I don't know. After the race, it was pointed out to the stewards that maybe the race was run at the wrong distance. A reporter had mentioned that to them. I don't know if this was before or after the official. They said, no, the race was run at the right distance. The race was declared official. No ramifications here. Nothing as far as anybody being fined or suspended for mistakes and protocols.
No refund to the betters.
No refund. You know, the right thing to do would be a call it a no contest. I benefited from the race. I ended up catching the pick five with the winner. The third place finisher in that race, Charles Day, was flying late, got beat a half length and a nose. You go the mile and eighth, maybe that horse gets up. It was just a bad look, and then on the Sunday, on the simulcast show on Fox, they had mentioned they would have a statement from the stewards, and they just read a vanilla statement. We're sorry we made a mistake. We're not, you know, we're supposed to be better than that. But there was nothing about, well, what's going to happen? How do you look out for this? And when, as an owner, we're held to high standards about, you know, protocols for our horses. The trainers have to deal with this stuff all the time. Who's going to actually look out? And when these stewards drop the ball, call them out for what they do.
And, John, they did that steward segment that they do back at Saratoga with Andy Serling hosting. How come only two of the three stewards
right.
ever show up? The third guy,
Braulio
Beza
right.
Jr.
Never shows. No, and
he's
the guy
one appointed by the racing commission,
correct? He's the one that makes the calls, right. He's the official voice of them, but he never shows up.
Seems to be above it all.
Well, something's wrong because those other guys take all the heat, and it's real easy to sit behind the wall and you know, do what you want to do.
Well, on the other side of the country out here, we saw one heck of a riding performance from Juan Hernandez. He put up six winners that day, had a chance for seven in the last race. And on the other end of it, John, and I think this has to be a record, Antonio Frasu had seven second-place finishes on that same card. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
And it's not that Antonio rode bad races. He just ended up getting beat a lot of times. And Hernandez was just tremendous. The first time he's ever won six races in a day, the second highest total on a single day at Del Mar. There have been a couple of times where jockeys have won seven on a card. Victor Espinoza and Drayden Van Dyke have done it here at Del Mar. But six races on the day, Juan won 11 races last week, a number of stakes races, and he just jumped to a clear lead in the jock standings, and he was really good last Saturday.
Yeah, he's got a big lead, and he's well on his way to winning the meet, but we would be remiss if we did not mention the way Hector Berrios is riding, especially the turf. He put on a clinic yesterday. John put two horses on the lead, went wire to wire. I mean, to me, if you're looking for a guy to ride your turf horse, this is a no-brainer.
In the CTT TOC Stakes yesterday, you know, he put the filly from a bad post with a short run to the turn, going mile 3/8. He put his filly on the lead, backed up the six furlongs to 117, and there was no way they were going to catch Hector Berrios there. Last race, Nesso's last hurrah, a lot more aggressive, put the horse on the lead in a race where it looked there was some other speed. He said, I'm going to dictate proceedings. He did just that, went wire to wire again. A terrific grass rider. He won a race on the dirt yesterday, 3 wins yesterday for Hector
Barrios. Yeah, he can ride either surface. I mean, the turf, it's a different ball game.
Yeah.
I think turf racing and turf riding is much more difficult than the main track, and he just excels. He can go to the lead, he can go from behind, he can save ground on the rail. So it is a master class in turf riding. He's been a great combination with trainer John Sadler, who's moved all the way up to second in the standings.
They've won a number of races together, especially for our friends at Legacy Ranch, who are the owners of the week this week here. They've had a lot of luck all meet long, but Hector riding very, very well. And yeah, if I have a turf horse, I'd have to give Michael Burns, his agent, a call.
And here's another a little note, John. You guys brought it up, and Brad Free came in on his way before we started the show here. Bob Baffert has won the last eight straight races that he's had horses entered.
There's been a couple of maiden races where he's had two in the race. So the only guy who's beaten Bob Baffert out of his last eight starters is Bob Baffert. And so we'll see if that continues today. Again, he's got some good maidens in the third race today, Falcon Jet and Litmus Test. We'll see if that string continues. But the barn is hitting in all cylinders. He's dominating the stakes races for the two-year-olds here, and that's not unexpected.
And, John, one trainer who hasn't sent out a ton of horses, he's having a heck of a meet. He won two races yesterday, Peter Urton.
Absolutely. You know, Peter's kind of under the radar, but he's the trainer of Nesso's Last Tirol last night. He's got a number of good grass horses, and he's got a whole bunch of different divisions, including two-year-olds. And X-Line Border, one of his owners, they won a bunch of races here last summer at Del Mar. Keep an eye for that owner and trainer combination. They point to this meet, and they're live.
And talk about hot. We like to brag on our Thoroughbred Los Angeles handicappers here, and you know, I always say these guys do the work. They come prepared. I think they're the best in the business, and that was evidenced last Saturday.
I think the guys gave out 7 winners on the show last week, one after the other. We'll kind of recap them as we go along through the show today. But we're not talking $3.60. Fair prices throughout.
Yeah, some double-digit winners.
Yeah, and just solid. They do the work, and the best thing is they go to the windows too.
Yeah, just a great job, guys, and hopefully the listeners appreciate it. And we're on board last weekend because it doesn't get much better. We've just about had a clean sweep of the board there. John, let's do some handicapping. And I know you dived in today, not only full card Del Mar, but you did the pick six races at Woodbine as well. And those are some full fields, difficult racing up there. So you've been busy. We want to get the number out at the South Point, where the Lindo Report is always available on race days. And you did double duty today. So let's get that phone number out. By the way, John Lindo gave us fancy facts at $7 last week, and we'll get a play from you off the Lindo Report at Del Mar.
Well, the number for Steve Johnson, the racebook manager at the South Point, 866-780-7223. You've got the pro football season right around the corner. Right now, we're going to get sitting on college football opening season, so a lot going on out there. Always a fun time of year to be at the South Point. Bob, they're restocking the hot dog cart for your return, so they'll be ready for you as well. Give Steve a call, get set up, and enjoy some football and horses out there. For radio play, I'm going to go to Del Mar today, race number 6. I like the way number 6, Laudatory, came off the layoff last time, finished full of run, got beat a neck for all the money at 19-1, a very big price that day, has come back to train well, and I just think she's improved at age 4 as opposed to last year. If she runs that same race again, I think she'll win today. 5-1 on the program, number 6, Laudatory, race number 6 at Del Mar. And, Bob, you gave us a winner at Del Mar. You gave us Final Boss and a key to a lot of your plays, and I think that qualified you in a tournament that you played as well. So congratulations, $8 on that winner. How about a winner from you today?
All right, John, I'm going to go races 4, 6, and 10 were my best plays on my sheet today. I put a little more in that late pick 5 at $162, but I thought with the field size, John, it's just some wide-open races. Look at from the 6th through the 10th. I mean, the 8-horse is eight-horse field, and the 9th is the smallest field, but you've got a lot of full fields in there. So I think it'll pay well today. And my radio play will come in the 4th race. These are 2-year-old fillies going a mile on the turf And I like number three, Got the Ring, who I do think will be the favorite in the race. She's had significant trouble in both starts. First time out, she jumped track marks after showing very good speed, lost her action. Second time out, she hopped in the air at the start and then finished very well when stretching out to this mile distance over this course. So she's got some ability. I think today could be cap and gown time. A rider switch today to Tyler Gaffalione. If you don't know him, he's one of the best in the country, John. I mean, he rides all over and he does a fantastic job. So you're not taking anything on the negative there if you have Tyler Gaffalione.
No, I'm looking forward to seeing him out here today at Del Mar.
All right, so that's my radio play. Race four, it's the three horse, Got the Ring, who's 3-1 on the morning line. And, John, before we break, some sad news to report, and we kind of knew this was coming, and we heard about it last weekend, where Frank Garcia, who was the longtime gate man at the Gate 8, the association gate there, had a lengthy battle with cancer. He passed away last Saturday. And if you were coming in with your owners or trainers or going to valet parking or any of the vendors that would come into Santa Anita, you have to go through Gate 8. It's called the Association Gate. And Frank was your first point of contact there, John. I mean, always upbeat, positive. I thought he was a great ambassador for Santa Anita because he always had a smile on his face. He was going to, you know, chat to you for a second. And the only problem with Frank working the A gate was the cars would get backed up because everybody wanted to stop and have a little conversation with him. So there'd be four or five cars. He'd kind of shoo people through. So, John, as I posted on Twitter yesterday, I'm really hoping Santa Anita will rename that gate the Frank Garcia Gate because he meant a lot to the people there.
Bob, you only have one chance to make a first good impression. And as the man out front, Frank Garcia, he'd look you in the eye, he'd smile and say, "How you doing?"
He knew your name.
Right. He knew your name. And you know, there's a lot of people that go in and out of that gate there that goes into the owners and trainers parking lot right there by the Clocker's Corner. And it's just a terrific guy that represented Santa Anita so well. There are a lot of employees there that you get to know through the years that you just want to go back and say hi again. Frank was one of those guys. We're really going to miss him. And I agree. I hope they rename that stable gate the Frank Garcia Gate because he was a positive influence for not only Santa Anita but the business of racing. Come on in. We're going to have a good time today.
We will definitely miss you, Frank Garcia. Let's go ahead and take our first time out. And when we come back, it's going to be Bob Mazursky from today's RacingDigest.com, Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. You're listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Oh, baby, it might seem like the crush, but it doesn't mean
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
From conception to the starting line, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a visit
video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride and the newest addition, Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds or cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos and in Northern California. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative Breeders and Owners Awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo, live from Del Mar. And John, for our cowbred segment, we don't have a horse to focus on, but talk about the Harris Farms reduction coming up.
Right. The online auction of the major reduction of Harris Farms is underway. It started on the 14th. It'll go through this coming Tuesday, the 19th. If you want to get a look, there are, I think, just over 80 horses are in the sale, and you can bid online at FasicTipton.com. Go on there, look up the Harris Farms reduction. You can see the current live bid on those horses and make a bid and try and keep some of those cowbreds in California. And you know Harris Farms. They'll breed you a good horse. So the Harris Farms reduction at FasicTipton.com.
Let's bring in Bob Mazursky from today's RacingDigest.com. Good morning, Bob. Hello, Bob.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Bob, we can hear you now. How you doing? John, I'm not here.
I'm not hearing Bob. Bob, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, we got you now, Bob. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing great. Bob, it was announced by Churchill Downs earlier this week that the Kentucky Oaks is going to be run under the lights next year. So the first Friday in May, they'll move those post times back, and just wanted to get your thoughts. Good idea, bad idea?
No, I think it's a good idea. It puts racing into prime time on the East Coast, and you know, like the Derby is, so I understand it. Try to get a little more attention to that race. The Oaks is always going to be second fiddle to the Derby, but it's still a very important three-year-old race with a lot of history, a lot of prestige. So, yeah, I think it's a good thing to have it in prime time on the East Coast for sure.
And Bob, wanted you to preview the Grade 1 feature here at Del Mar today, one of my favorite races every summer, the Del Mar Oaks. Good full field going in here. How'd you see the race?
Well, I'm going to sink or swim with a horse in here. And, I know it's a tough race, thought process. I have a lot of respect for. I question, this will be our first time beyond the mile, so we'll see how that goes. I respect Will then. Jonathan Thomas, of course, has done very well since he's come to California, and I think a mile and eighth is certainly going to suit that filly. But I'm going to sink or swim with the horse coming in for Brandon Walsh and Tyler Gaffleon, Lush Lips. She's won three out of her last five, and the two times she lost, she was second behind Nitrogen, who's arguably the best three-year-old turf filly in the country. I think a mile and eighth will suit her. I love the way she won her race at Churchill Downs last time. So, again, I think it's a tough race. I think she's going to be second choice at thought process, so I'm just going to, like I said, live or die with her.
Well, Bob got it rolling for us last week, giving out Heredia, who was the winner of the yellow ribbon in wire-to-wire fashion. John Linda, why don't you get his play today?
Well, like you and I, Bob Mazursky has his selections available at todaysracingdigest.com. So on behalf of Today's Racing Digest, Bob Mazursky, how about a winner again today at Del Mar?
I'm going to go to the race right after the Oaks, the ninth race. I like number seven, Contrary Chieftain. I just thought last time he had the 10 hole on the turf. I just throw the race out. He was wide the whole way. It was a dull effort. But I think if he runs back to his dirt win at Santa Anita, he'll be very tough in here. I'm a little skeptical about some of the favorites that are shorter prices than him on the morning line. So I'm going to take a shot with number seven, Contrary Chieftain, in race nine.
And, Bob, just a little note on his trainer, Labrado Barozio. Doesn't have a big barn, Bob, but he's had a heck of a meet down here. He's one of these guys kind of, you know, flying under the radar, but hitting at a very high percentage.
No, I know. I wish he'd had another winner yesterday with Trusty Rusty in the first, Horse Ran second. You know, he had just claimed that horse, moved him in the grass, got Hernandez to ride. The horse ran well, just second best. So, yeah, he's done a great job, you know, former assistant to our good friend, the late Julio Canani. So, yeah, I'm happy for his success.
Well, he certainly learned his lessons well. He's 25% on the year. So Bob Mazursky's radio play is in the ninth race, number seven, Contrary Chieftain. Thank you, Bob. Good luck today.
Same to you guys. Take care.
All right. That was Bob Mazursky. We'll bring in Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
We're doing great, and we've got racing from all over the country today, and one of the spots we wanted you to look at, Bruce, was to go up to Woodbine and preview that King's Plate, which goes as their ninth race, $1 million on the line, going 1.25 miles on their synthetic main track. How'd you see the race, Bruce?
Yeah, sort of like the Kentucky Derby of Canada, right? All these horses stretching out to 1.25 miles for their premier race for three-year-olds, and that's the key here. Who can go this far? No one's been beyond 1.125 miles in this race, sort of like the Kentucky Derby. I really like the three, Notorious Gangster. I think Josie Carroll has this horse, has this race as a target. Why do I say that? Way back in November, this horse won 1.125 miles race from off the pace on this track, the Coronation Futurity. So you know this horse has stamina as a two-year-old drawing off in that race. Brought it back off a five-month layoff. And you just love the steady progression of Notorious Gangster. Third in a 6-furlong race. He won a 7-furlong race with just sort of a steady, slightly off-the-pace style. Big finish. In the Plate Trial, he ran second. But go back and watch the tape. You know, he moved in between horses. The rider did down the backstretch. Kind of in a tight situation. I wouldn't say he steadied, but he really couldn't go on with them all that much down the backstretch. And again on the turn, had a little bit of an issue, kind of putting him in neutral for a few strides. He was coming on at the end of that race, though. He was really flying. He did the last eighth of a mile in 12 1/5 seconds. I think this is the race that they were pointing for. He can run all day. I love the way his program coming back as a three-year-old. So I like the three, Notorious Gangster here. The horse to beat is probably the horse that just beat him. The 12, Seb Berry's Ghost, who ran a career best last time out, and I think we're going to have to beat him. Really wide-open race, but I like the three, Notorious Gangster, kind of a steady, off-the-pace horse that's going to love going 1.25 miles.
John, last week when we asked Bruce to go out of town for his first pick, he gave us Sword Dancer winner El Cordobes at $10, and that was a beautiful ride by Flavian Pratt, by the way, John. So why don't you jump in and get Bruce's first pick, and I'll bring him back to Del Mar.
Well, Bruce, before I get your first pick, what do you have available at betonbruce.com? Give us the menu first.
Yeah, just the two racetrack menu as usual today. We'll be doing the entire card at Del Mar, 10-race package, the combo platter. We also add 7 races at the end of the day at Saratoga with an audio seminar along with it. And we also have best bets today, 4 of them, at Del Mar with audio.
So with that in mind, I'm going to guess your first play is going to be at Saratoga.
Yeah, let's go to the 12th race. These are New York breds going 5.5 furlongs on the grass. And I like the one here, Spoken Bluntly. The last few times this horse ran on grass, both winners, one at Aqueduct, both at Aqueduct, actually. The last one was off a five-month layoff. I really like this win. It was against open company in a starter allowance race. These are New York bred. So here's the argument. Maybe this race is equivalent to what he just beat in open company starter allowance. And he made the lead, but he didn't have it easy for the first part of the race. Kind of had to work for the lead, took over, won like a professional, has been given enough recovery time today, faces New York breds again. And I don't really see a whole lot of speed in here. There's a little bit, but not much. His worst breaks shouldn't get really all that much pressure. Like the way he's been handled, he's never been worse than third in on the turf sprinting. So in race 12, let's go with the one Spoken Bluntly at 9-2 on the morning line.
And Bruce, where do you want to come out and make your play for Del Mar?
How about the third race at Del Mar? And this is the old-fashioned TOB play, the other Baffert. I don't know if we're going to get 3-1 on the rail Falcon Jet, but I thought this horse ran very well in defeat behind Barnmate Butane. Just sat right behind it. Couldn't quite match strides with that horse, but was 7 lengths clear of the rest of the field and finishing second. That was a fast final time of 1:10. Big advantage with the race on the track. Litmus test, you know, it's worked well, but I don't think it's been all that visually impressive. That's your 7-5 favorite. I think the one Falcon Jet has all the advantages here with the race going in. So race 3, the TOB play, the other Baffert, the one Falcon Jet, 3-1 on the morning line.
Great job, Bruce. And go to betonbruce.com for coverage today from Del Mar and Saratoga. Stay hot, Bruce, and we will talk to you again next week.
We'll give it a try. What a great, by the way, just got a tip of the hat to the handicappers on this show last week. Outstanding. There was a ton of winners on this show. I don't think I don't know if we'll ever be able to match that, but what a great Saturday last week.
We might have hit a career top last Saturday.
Let's hope we didn't see.
Did I
thank you, Bruce,
here today or what?
Yeah. Well, you jinxed us now. We're gonna go 0 for today, Bruce. No,
okay,
we're not. We're gonna come right back and go strong.
Blame me if we lay
okay, anything. Bruce.
But anyway,
betonbruce.com. Thank you. Talk to you next week. Hey, let's take our next time out. And when we come back, John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets and Scott Shapiro, you are listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
For over 55 years, today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of the horse player. What sets us apart? We combine over 5 decades of rich analytics, cutting-edge AI and data science, and boots-on-the-ground track experience to bring you the ultimate blend of sharp numbers and expert insight. That's why tens of thousands of horse players have trusted the Digest since 1970. Each edition delivers a masterclass in handicapping, loaded with exclusive figures, smart angles, and proven tools built to help you beat the board. Short on time and just need an edge to start cashing in more tickets? Check out our tip sheets and race day picks from a stacked roster of battle-tested handicappers like Bob Icke, Bob Mazursky, and John Lindo, guys who grind the game daily, not just sit behind a keyboard. With our new expanded coverage, we've got every big meet covered this summer. Del Mar, Saratoga, Monmouth, Kentucky Downs, and more. So whether you're playing coast to coast or at your local track, grab today's Racing Digest on track at Del Mar or online at todaysracingdigest.com. Create your account, pick your track, follow your capper. It's that simple. Today's Racing Digest. Smart data, sharp insight, serious results. Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar and around the country. Enjoy all of the daytime simulcast fun in style in our beautiful Vessels Club with outdoor patio seating and great views of the entire track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar featuring more than 60 TVs showing the best of racing and more. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Thoroughbred Los Angeles, day 17 at Del Mar. Bob, Ike, John Lindo, we are live from the Del Mar press box. And John, shame on me. I forgot to mention, this should have been at the first part of the segment. We've got a pick six carryover today at Del Mar.
Right. Nobody hit the pick six yesterday. 79,372 in the pick six kitty. That's a $1 wager at Del Mar. Starts at race five on the 10 race card.
Today, there's a nice giveaway, a 2025 Breeders' Cup tumbler. And we were talking before, John, these are great. They keep your drinks hot and cold for a long period of time.
And we know because we need to be caffeinated coming on the
That's
air.
That's right. Talk about the Savory Sunday tomorrow, John.
You can pick it in the Plaza de Mexico down here by the main entrance. You can pick up a cone of beers for $5. That's a great deal, and there's always different food. I think Monarch is the featured restaurant this week.
And don't forget Karmathon today. That's a good way to donate to aftercare for these horses that we enjoy watching and gambling on.
Yeah, there's a fundraiser, Karmathon, for the retired horses, not only on FanDuel television if you're not at the racetrack, but if you're here, there are plenty of different ways to donate to Karma, a terrific organization. They do great work, and you're going to see some different places at Del Mar today where you can make those donations.
Let's bring in John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Guys doing?
Doing great, John, and heard you a little bit on Mike's show last Sunday, so this will be a little bit of a repeat, but who holds the stewards accountable at Naira when they have a screw-up like they did last week running the race at the wrong distance?
Unfortunately, nobody, obviously. I mean, nothing ever seems to happen to these people. This is the third time this happened over the last couple of years. You know, there are so many people that this has to get past for them to be able to have made this mistake. I mean, you have all the trainers, the outriders, the jockeys. Nobody noticed, the gate crew. It's just amazing that it slipped past everybody, but that's what happened.
And, John, you always give us two selections. So, John Lindo, we got the Secretariat winner, Giacoso, last week, $11.40 at Colonial. So we're going to expect Hardoon to come right back and do it again today.
I think he will. And John, before we get the first radio play, you obviously are doing things around the country. What is the menu at johnhardoon.com today?
Only two tracks, Saratoga, Del Mar. You know, with Del Mar, when you're playing on the East Coast, last night's the last race went off at about 9:45, so it really doesn't leave many hours left in the day to do other tracks. So we're sticking to basically two tracks unless it's a big day somewhere. And today, again, Saratoga and Del Mar. First of our two radio plays comes in the 11th race today at Saratoga, and I love the number 10 horse in here, King Creesa. Nobody's having a better meet. Well, certainly there are jockeys that have more wins, but Ricardo Santana is absolutely the surprise of the meet. Every horse he's getting on is running well, and last year it was Dylan Davis. This year it is Ricardo Santana. Anyway, first time on the 10th here. He's going to get loose early, and I think number 10. King Creasa is going to win today's 11th race out at Saratoga.
So that's Kid Creasa from the outside post with hot riding Ricardo Santana. That will be John Hardoon's first radio play. And John, the good news is last post here tonight is scheduled for 6:32, so only 9:30 Eastern time. So you're going to get a little, you're going to get maybe an extra half an hour of sleep tonight, John. So where do you want to come out for your Del Mar play?
Let's go to race number 6, a mile and a 16th on the turf. And I like the number 6 horse in here, Laudatory, a 4-year-old filly from the Phil D'Amato barn. D'Amato's got 2 in the race. Kyle Frey rides this one. This is a horse that's improving with each and every start. 5-1 on the morning line. I like number 6, Laudatory, to win today's 6th race out at Del Mar.
Hardoon and Lindo on the same horse. This is a powerful combination.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No problem.
I know you gave that out, John. I apologize.
I like following John Hardoon. That works for me.
Yeah, well, we got two opinions. Let's see what happens to the 5-1 morning line.
well, we'll find, yeah,
I know get a little support from Thoroughbred LA anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
John, again, just Del Mar and Saratoga. Give us the coordinates for johnhardoon.com and tell us what the pricing is, John.
JohnHardoon.com, 3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25.
Good luck today, John. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
All right, that was John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Now we'll bring in Scott Shapiro, who we like to call Shapper the Capper. How you doing, Shapper?
Not as good as you guys, probably, but we're doing okay, thank you. Good to be with you guys again.
Another guy who gave us an out-of-town winner last week when you came up with Arlington Million winner Fort Washington at $13.40 at Colonial. And I think Shapper and Hardoon also had that exacta together in the Secretariat. I think, Shapper, you ran second, but you guys had a nice combination there.
Yeah, he got the trip on me. He's a tough guy to beat, so it's good for you, Lindo, that you're
Hey, listen, as long as we're cashing, I don't care how it gets done. But you guys are getting the job done, seeing the ball. And the other thing, the Arlington Million winner that Scott gave out, Fort Washington, that was the other Mark Cassie horse, wasn't it? I mean, he had 2 in the race, Shug. And this was the longer price.
The other Shug.
Oh, the other Shug. I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah, Integration was the favorite, and this one was, turned out to be every bit of the 5-1 morning line.
Well, let's go out of town and have you give us a winner or two today, starting with we wanted you to preview the King Edward up at Woodbine. That goes as their 10th race. How'd you see that one?
Yeah, it looks a bit of a two-horse race on the win end here, a grade 2 mile on the turf for $200,000. A little more of the locals than a couple of the other big races. Well, not the King's Plate, but the E.P. Taylor. You know, the one to beat in here is the number 3, Cruden Bay, who 7-year-old gelding, super cool horse, came off an 11-month layoff last time and won going away in what I thought was going to be a prep for this race. Maybe he peaked too early, but to me, I think it's a great sign. He's stretching back out to 2 turns now, and he's in great form, still maybe the best form of his career as a 7-year-old. He's the one to beat. You've got Dresden Rowe as the second choice. He's more of a wild card, and I say that because all of his success has come over the all-weather in terms of wind. You know, he's run fast on the turf, but has to prove it to an extent on the turf still. And then maybe if you're looking for a price option, you got either the 8 Gas Me Up, who was a former Southern California horse for Peter Yurton, who's now been in the Kevin Accard barn in Canada. Pratt will be aboard that one. Or the 1 Piper's Factor, who I think will get a good trip along the rail at 8-1. But I think it's Cruden Bay's race to lose, unfortunately.
John Lindo, where do you want to go and get a play from Shapper today?
Before I ask him for another, just a quick update on that race, the King Edward Race 10 at Woodbine. Number 5, Dresden Row, is scratched. So when you do your handicapping, take the 5 out of that race. And Scott, I know you've done the work. You look at New York, you look at California. Where else do you want to go for your other radio play?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Saratoga to race 11. I actually like Bruce's horse as well in the 12th. So hopefully this agreeing is keeps the good times rolling and not the opposite. Race 11, though, we'll try a daily double here, claiming $35,000 non-winners of 2 on the turf, mile and a 16th. And I like number 5, Mogo, 9-2 on the line. This is a first off to claim Linda Rice runner. She claimed at Churchill Downs for 40 in June 13th, over 2 months now. And gets this one back on the turf where the lone career win came. He was at Oaklawn before being at Churchill in the late winter and spring. So wasn't a turf course in Arkansas. But I think this one gets back to doing what he does best. Has the leading rider, Irad Ortiz Jr., on board. We'll go with the race 11, number 5, Mo Go at 9-2.
All right, so we got a lot of late action there at Saratoga. We can build some bets around with these guys today, John.
Absolutely. You thought we can get out one way or the other.
All right, Schapper, appreciate the time and the hard work, and let's stay hot with you as well, like all of our handicappers, and try to make a real good run here as we close out the summer. Scott Shapiro, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Enjoy your day out there.
All right. That was Scott Shapiro. Time for our final timeout. And when we come back, Toby Callett and Michael Rona. That will be the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. You are listening on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a Tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Planning your visit to Del Mar? Make sure to include dinner at the Pamplemousse Grill for a guaranteed winner. Casual yet elegant, Pamplemousse Grill offers quality food that delights all the senses. Chef Jeffrey Strauss invites you to try his many creations from his tenure as executive sous chef and executive chef at Glorious Food. Private dining is available for your group in one of two intimate dining rooms after you celebrate in the Del Mar Winner's Circle. For reservations, log on to pgrill.com or go to opentable.com. Here's a hot tip. On Sunday nights, make sure you try the paella or the spaghetti dinner and choose from a total of 1,500 bottles of wine. Come to where the owners, trainers, and jockeys play after the races. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill, 514 Via De La Valle, right across the street from the backstretch at Del Mar. The Pamplemousse Grill.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Across the USA, then everybody be
Welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And John, we haven't talked about DRF for a while, but tell us about their great products.
Right, you can bet with confidence when you use the new Daily Racing Form All Access Pass Performances. With one of the best in-class products, you now get all three PP formats, including DRF Classic, Formulator, and Timeform US. You can access the trusted information, the most trusted information in horse racing with DRF All Access PPs. Go to DRF.com, try them today, and Bob, you and I will speak from the heart when we say the Formulator program is unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I've been a big fan. I was late to the game, John, but over the last couple of years, it's been tremendous help. I also like the pace figures, the U.S. Timeform pace figures that they're using there as well. So very, very beneficial. John, if you can't be at Del Mar today, and you should be, but if you can't be, give us some options for off-track betting.
Well, we'll start up in the Inland Empire, the Derby Room, your haunting grounds. They're up there waiting to serve you. They're open and ready for business. If you're going toward Orange County, you could stop in at Los Alamitos. They're already getting ready to open for the main grandstand, and you'll have the Vessels Club later on today. You've got the Derby Room, we mentioned OC Tavern at 2369 South El Camino Real in San Clemente. And if you're down here in San Diego, can't get to Del Mar, the Paddock on 5th and the Gas Lamp Tavern at 868 5th Avenue, San Diego. They open right at 10 o'clock.
Let's bring in Toby Callett from Toby's Turf Club. Good morning, Toby.
I'm disappointed you didn't mention Toby's Turf Club is one of the places to wager today.
Well, that's just a solid.
That's invitation
that's
only.
That's invitation only, right? You have to have a gold key to get in there.
Right, we have the invite. Okay.
Toby, give us weather conditions there. I know Hurricane Aaron was looming. Is everything okay with you and weather conditions at Gulfstream Park?
Yeah. Things are fine for the weekend. We might get a little extra rain next week. They talk about swale, so the surfers, speaking of the Beach Boy song that just came on, the surfers are like that, but I don't think Florida will be affected. North Carolina coast, they have to keep an eye out, but it's a developing situation, but for us, we look to be in the clear.
Well, Toby, you finished off a slew of winners for us last week with Crystal Clean in the final race at Del Mar last week, $8.40. I know you're still working off the notebook from when you were here at Del Mar. Do you want to make a play at Del Mar? Do you want to stay in Florida? Where do you want to go today?
I'll double dip it real quick. We don't want to take too much time away from Michael Lona, but seventh race today, Gulfstream's a two-year-old race, and some of them are exciting, some aren't. This one is interesting because you guys are familiar with this sire, Bolt D'Oro. This is the Florida bred by Bolt D'Oro. Looks like he has speed from his morning work, so then Amiciel Jaramillo takes the call. That's a very, very big plus there. So we're going to take the six road forever over the five, other level, the seven, Cade Man, and the three, Polizon. That's 6573, and we'll ski right on out to Del Mar. I have an interesting horse in the second race today. I have not seen this horse train. This horse is from Los Alamitos. And he shows two starts at Los Alamitos. I watched the video. He's number four, Natural Fighter. He's by Violence out of an Irish mare by the name of La Naturelle. If you go look through the European pedigree, this horse is overloaded. He strides like a grass horse. I'm looking for him to upset the apple cart. Everybody will look. He's Los Alamitos. The race is full of speed. They might be looking at him throughout. If he's able to rate, well, then it's a double bonus. But I'm on the four Natural Fighter in today's second at Del Mar to upset the apple cart and help spice up that early pick five payoff.
And John Lindo, in your Lindo report, you had mentioned this horse as well with having just an outstanding turf pedigree, two for two at Los Al, but maybe on the turf today.
And he's lightning fast, and I tell you what, there's nothing but turf sprinters in that family, Toby. You're right. I don't think he's going to have any problem with the surface switch.
No, I expect him to go forward. He's 5 years old. Whatever kept him from from blossoming before March of this year, that I don't know, but he doesn't wear bandages. He strides like a grass horse. I think he's going to go into orbit this afternoon. I'm very excited about this play.
12-1. That works, Toby. Thank you very much, and we'll talk again next Saturday.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, then final stop for us is Michael Rona. He's the track announcer at Los Alamitos. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning to you, Bob.
Well, you guys got some sad news on your own down there with the passing of former jockey and racing official James Dreyer. Tell us about James.
Yeah, he was a tremendous, highly respected jockey during an 18-year career riding at Los Alamitos, winning 535 races, including 46 stakes races. He was aboard Go Josie Go, who was a brilliant quarter horse of the mid-1960s, and he also had a famous long association with world champion Charger Bar. He won the Champion of Champions in 1973 aboard Charger Bar, who has a Grade 1 billionaire stakes race named in her honour that we run each January at Los Alamitos. He went on after retiring from the saddle to a career as a racing official and then a steward up until a few months ago when he was forced out by illness. Jimmy was in the room next door to me. He worked a long time as a steward. There are some lengthy, heartfelt tributes to him from Ed Burghardt and from Ron Church, who is a current steward but worked as Jimmy Dreyer's agent for a while in the 1970s. You can find them in the obituary that is posted at losalamitos.com. We lost Jimmy Dreyer at age 82 on Monday.
Thank you for that, Michael. On the racing front, Golden State Derby trials tonight. Who should we be looking at?
Yeah, three trials, 400 yards for the three-year-olds, the final three races on tonight's eight-race card. The headline horses would be Train B Tarka, who's odds on in race seven, the second trial. This horse has had eight races at Los Alamitos. His worst finishing position was third, beaten ahead in the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby. He's a tremendous grey runner for trainer Mark Youngers. And in the eighth race, you get the exacta from the recent Governor's Cup Derby, defending champ, a horse I've been sky high on all year, and favourite Jess Hawk. So they would be the three biggest names, I think, across three excellent Golden State Derby trials tonight. And there's also a stakes race earlier on the program for fillies and mares.
And, Michael, we have a 6:55 first post time. You're right, the stakes race earlier on the card is the fourth race on the card, so a good card top to bottom. Where do you want to go for your radio play?
I think I might take a look at the fourth. I give you defending champ in race eight. I'm such a fan of the horse, but he's 6-5. But in race four, I'll try the second choice on the morning line, AJ Born Runner. That's horse four in race four. Speaking of Charger Bar, AJ Born Runner has finished a close fourth in the last two runnings of the Charger Bar. She's had one run since that latest Charger Bar Stakes in January, a very troubled allowance prep. She puts the blinkers back on. It's just about her behind the gate and in the gate. If she's got a game face on, she can win the race. But a lot of respect for the favourite Jessica Cruz out of gate one, unraced since January's Charger Bar. But she's a very, very good mare for Elena Andrade. And there's a scary new face from out of state, Deep Blue number two, last start fourth in a grade one at Remington, did win a grade two Oaks at Remington Park last year. So it's a good, strong field in the Florentine Stakes, but I'll go with AJ Born Runner number four in the fourth as the radio play.
Great, Michael. Good luck tonight. We'll talk to you again next week.
Cheers, chaps.
John, got a minute and a half left or so. Mac McBride, the PR director here at Del Mar, came by and while we were on air, dropped off the freebie tumbler giveaway today. Really nice.
Yeah, they're great.
They got the purple Breeders' Cup colors and the logo and the Del Mar logo on there as well. So a very nice giveaway today, a coffee tumbler.
Absolutely. Stop by on the way in and pick up your free tumbler here at Del Mar. These are worth coming in to pick up.
Yeah, definitely. John, next week's the Travers in Sovereignty work today.
He worked 101 and change on the training track at Saratoga. We'll see who's brave enough to enter against him. Entries are taken tomorrow for Travers Day. That'll be a huge day racing next Saturday at Saratoga.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that, but we also have a huge day today. As I mentioned, 2 o'clock post at Del Mar. Hopefully our handicappers are going to stay as hot as they were last weekend. We've given out a variety of horses today. The Del Mar Oaks, John, a really good race. Thought Process is the one to beat. Bob Mazursky likes Lush Lips. I mean, I think Will Then moves forward. This is a really good race.
The mile and an eighth is what makes this race really tough because a couple of these fillies like Thought Process have never been this far.
Well, John, we're about out of time. Want to thank the inside people who do such a great job for us, Christian and Elise. They really keep the ball rolling for us at KLAA. We appreciate them. We'll have Mike Willman here. He's on the show tomorrow from 8 to 10, same time. Andy Harris, stay tuned for the SoCal Restaurant Show. There's a Raiders game on at, I think, 1 o'clock today.
That's right.
On KLAA. It's coffee and bagel time, John. Let's have a great day at the races. Cash some tickets. Enjoy it. We will talk to you again next Saturday.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Elmar.